Good morning. I'm Lieber Shear.
And I'm Ashley Creeps. Thanks for joining us for Bear Facts, the radio show where we keep you in touch with all the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
The Golden Bears ended a great season last Tuesday with a heartbreaking loss to Southeast Webster in regionals. In spite of the loss, the Bears had a great season and a good playoff run. They won the district championship and finished third in the conference made up of larger schools. This was the last basketball season for the five Bears seniors: Maria Kohlhaus, Kelly Black, Alyssa Gish, Alicia Miller, and Brittany Peffer. Congratulations to them and all the girls in the great basketball season.
Intramural basketball is in full swing, and last week we had two exciting come-from-behind victories. The most hotly contested game pitted Nick Birdie's juniors against Adam Finley's seniors. The seniors came back from a 13-point deficit to beat the juniors by a final score of 42-38. Another close game featured two sophomore teams. Chris Hansen's team was leading in the fourth quarter, but David Miller's team came from behind to beat them with 38-36.
The only stats kept in intramurals involved scoring. So far this year's seniors, Tony Rouse, Chris Scoba, and Chris Kastman, have all scored over 100 points this season. Adam Finley is close behind with 99, and he's followed by juniors Chris Kohlhaus, Ben Goetzer, Nick Birdie, and Shane Koob. Rounding out the top 10 are freshmen Mike Mergen and sophomore Alec Buckle.
At the end of each intramural season, we name all intramural team to honor the top second-rate basketball players in the school. Part of the selection criteria is performing during the season, but another part is an online poll. You can be part of that poll by going to the Garrigan website, garrigan.unlimitedweb.net. Go to the intramural page, and you can click there to cast your ballot. The winners will be announced at the championship game later this season.
After you vote, be sure to check out all the latest changes to the Garrigan website. Mrs. Sarah Frecking teaches the Specialized Technology Topics course, where students design web pages. And in the past month, our students have added or changed more than 300 pages on the Garrigan website. What makes our website stand out compared to other schools is all the pictures, thousands and thousands of pictures of absolutely everything and everyone around the school. You can see them and everything else on the school website by going to garrigan.unlimitedweb.net.
Lent started this past Wednesday, and it's the time of year where we try to think less about ourselves and more about those in need. Garrigan's Christian Leadership and Action Group tries all year round to live out the name of that group, to put their Christian faith into action. This past week, several Christian leadership students got up early to head up to the Twin Cities. They spent the day at Mary's Place, a mission in downtown Minneapolis where they helped serve lunch to homeless people and helped with food and clothing distributions. That's just one of the dozens of service activities Christian leadership has done throughout the year.
Next weekend, Garrigan will be hosting the annual district speech contest. Among Garrigan's entries this year are three acting pieces: Garrison Brosnan with It Is a Dream, Cassie Risen with I Fall in Love, and Jenna Richter with Whose Wedding Is This? In storytelling, Joanne Kirsch will be presenting Sloppy Kisses. Chrissy Kohlhaus will present The Five Chinese Brothers, and Michelle McGuire will tell the story of Barrington Bunny.
In poetry, Shane Koob will read The Cremation of Sam McGee, Kendra Plath is presenting a variation of Little Red Riding Hood, and Jenna Richter will read Nellie's Prayer. The prose category includes Rebecca Erdman with The Waltz, Sam Nolan with The Three Codependent Goats Gruff, and Rebecca Brosnan with Detention. The Bears also have entries in the fields of improv, literary program, and radio news announcing.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Alex Hilbert. Here to tell you about him is Kobe Creeps.
This past week was National FFA Week, so it's appropriate to feature Alex Hilbert this week, because he's one of the few FFA members from Garrigan. Alex is also in 4-H. He enjoys going to school activities and cheering on the Bears. He's a big Iowa State fan, but next year he plans to head to Cedar Rapids where he'll attend Kirkwood Community College. We wish Alex all the best in the future.
Thanks, Colby Joe. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, several Garrigan students are helping out today at the Seton Middle School Quiz Bowl. Tomorrow, intramurals resume, and the dance squad will have their spring show.
Monday is the boys' district basketball championship. The game will be at 7 o'clock right here at Garrigan.
Thursday will have a jeans day for the student gift for Gala 2007. Then next Saturday, the math team competes at NIAC, and we'll be hosting district speech contest here at Garrigan.
Finally, this week, we'd like to offer our prayers for all those who are currently fighting in the Middle East, particularly for our Garrigan alums and Annapolis graduate Mike Reel, who just received an assignment in Iraq. Our prayers are with all those who are serving their country overseas.
That's the Bear Facts for February. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.